Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit.
Bandwidth for This Week in YouTube is provided by CacheFly at CacheFly.com. This is This Week in YouTube, Episode 9, recorded June 9th, 2013. That's Zach. This episode of This Week in YouTube is brought to you by Audible.com. To download a free audiobook of your choice, go to audiblepodcast.com/TWIYT. Hello, and welcome to This Week in YouTube. I am Chad Johnson, but of course, let me introduce our awesome host, Lamar Wilson. How you doing, Lamar?
I'm great, Chad. How you doing? I'm not at home.
Oh, you're in someone's home, though.
Yeah, I'm in the lovely Seattle with some dude, but we'll introduce him in a minute.
Some random guy. So
yeah.
Before we start, we should obviously say, I'm at a different set, you're at a different set. Stuff's a little weird this episode, and it's actually the new format moving forward. Leo, he streams like 24 hours a week, like ridiculous amounts, and this show has always been scheduled right before his biggest show, Twit. So it's very understandable that he needs just like a 45-minute break before his biggest show. So me and Lamar are going to take the realm from now on. And I think this is gonna go. This is gonna be fine. This is gonna be great.
Great, and we're already on the artwork. It's just you and I.
Right. We didn't even have to edit the artwork.
I mean, exactly.
How easy? I mean, we could recreate the artwork also right now. I like this two shot that Brian is now the TD of this show. Go ahead.
I love how my head is so much bigger than yours.
I need to, I mean, you know, with YouTube over time, my head will grow. I'm pretty positive.
All right.
So, okay, so where are you this week? What's going on?
So I am in Seattle for Chris Perillo's Vlogger Fair that we talked about some weeks ago. It was a fair for people who vlog or love to vlog, and it was a really successful YouTube gathering. And I'm with my friend, That Zach, on YouTube. He's a star vlogger. And he was graciously let me sleep on his very horrible couch this week. So, I mean, yeah, it was very nice. Old friend, last 5 years. We've known each other.
On YouTube. 5 years of my life.
The worst 5 years?
I'm not going to say it's anything to do with you, but you certainly didn't help.
So you actually joined YouTube 5 years ago, like back in 07. Is that where you're like, have you guys known each other for that long? 5 years?
I'm 07 YouTuber.
Yeah, I'm 08, but I met him beginning of 09.
Wow.
Just like mutual friends. Yeah, we're all in the same friend group. But yeah, you're older YouTuber than I am.
Yes.
For sure, right?
Yeah.
Very cool.
And Jed, you were an older YouTuber as well. So
it's
all probably almost ran the same group or ran into each other probably back then.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was 06, 07. It was for a school project YouTube stuff. Yeah.
Weren't you like 10?
I was. It was it was a documentary about my you know, it's like a coming of age story, you know, like weird things are happening. I'm 10 years old. Putting it on you, and now I'm kidding.
Yeah, that's called puberty.
Right, exactly. Right. Yeah. I wanted to document it because it's so awesome. You know, just put it back on YouTube forever.
Exactly.
Now you're at Vlogger Fair. What's happening with Vlogger Fair?
Yeah, so Vlogger Fair. This is its first year on that was created. And Chris Perillo had this vision. There's already conferences. You know, we have VidCon in the LA area. We have Playlist in Orlando, which I broadcast from maybe a couple months ago. Chris wanted to do something that it was completely different and set up in a fair style where there's booths and there's people talking here and there's activities always happening. So you kind of just, you know, if you ever go to a county fair, you know, you don't just do one thing. You don't have to sit in one place and listen to speakers. You kind of just mill around. And I was skeptical because not for Chris, because I know Chris can pull off a good event. I was skeptical that there would be reception to a fair idea. Not only did he meet registration limits, he exceeded it. It was 1,300 people registered. That is almost as big or bigger than the first VidCon.
Yeah,
around the same size.
Yeah, like the same size.
Yeah, and I mean, it was amazing. I mean, they met their goal with some left over, and it was just a really fun event. And I had a Q&A on stage, which was fun to, be put on stage in front of all these people to talk about vlogging. So the cool thing about it, it wasn't necessarily, you didn't have to be a vlogger to go there. And it was a lot of people who were just fans of us, or mm-hmm. it was a lot of people who wanted to be vloggers.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. So what was your take on it from, you're a star vlogger yourself. So like, how did you think it was?
I appreciate you referring to me as a star vlogger.
I'm trying to be nice for the audience.
More like a shooting star. I'm burning out.
Yes.
I've already had my time. I would say I think I fall into a very small subsection of the people who attend these events, where I'm like, I'm not huge and I'm also not a fan. So it's like I'm not busy enough where I'm, talking to people the whole time. Mm-hmm. And I'm also like, I'm not like, I don't want to meet everybody because I've already met everyone / know everybody. So I'm in a really weird small category where I just kind of go to talk to people I haven't talked to in a while, and mm-hmm.
So you're not really a fan, so yeah. Like running around meeting everybody. So
for me, it's more than anything, just like a hangout with people I know, and then mm-hmm. Meeting fans.
Yeah,
but so it kind of leaves me with like less to do, and it's more. But at the same time, I don't think my niche can be filled.
So explain
to me, you were talking about how it's more of a fair style. So when I think of a convention, I think of you go to a big hall, there's lots of different things to go enjoy, but it's less like that, more of just like a milling of people.
Let me just kind of paint out for you. It was like a big industrial factory, not factory area, but just like where trucks like unload stuff.
It's like a big barn.
Yeah, it was huge. It was called Terminal 5. It's this huge area, and they split it off with like curtains and things for like different sections. And so you got to walk around and see booths and talk to people. And some people had signings, and there were food trucks outside. And that was kind of awesome. And it really felt like a fair. It felt like you weren't obligated to sit and listen to anybody, or like, oh, it's 10 o'clock, you got to go here. For some people, that lack of organization is a little jarring because they're used to conventions.
Yeah. Right.
But but for me, I like the openness of it. We stayed yesterday from 9 to 6, and we had no idea we were going to stay that long. Yeah. It's like at a fair, usually you go 2 or 3 hours. Like, okay, I'm ready to go home. But we actually stayed the whole day.
Right.
And we went back today.
Did they do the slam dunk, and they had a carousel and like a petting zoo? Were those things at the vlogger fair?
Chris said he wanted a petting zoo.
Yeah.
I don't know how serious he was.
Well, Zach and I had bear outfits on in the beginning, so that was
perfect.
But no one petted us.
Well, yeah, you don't go up and pet a bear. I mean, it's not really the cuddliest of animals.
Depends what neighborhood you live in.
Yeah. Cha-ching. Well.
Okay.
Ha ha. Ooh, yeah. that's a different type of petting zoo. Yeah. Cool. Well, so did you guys get to meet anyone that you haven't met before? Was there any sort of eye-opening experience that you felt like you couldn't have achieved anywhere else other than Vlogger Fair?
I have a variety of, varied audience, and I feel like at a smaller event like this, people were not just coming up to me and say hi and they had to leave. And I think you go to a VidCon, it's so big that it's like that. We got to actually like stand around and chat and hang out with our audience.
I had long conversations.
Yeah.
I usually don't get that chance, so that was nice.
Yeah, and that's what this was about. It was about no one was above anybody else. Everybody was on the same level.
Right.
There was a VIP section, but everybody was there. Yeah. It was just to really get our fans to get to know us and get to know them. And a lot of them I didn't know how, they do some incredible work, and now I'm following them, or I'm subscribing to their channel. It created a bond that I don't think we can get at other conventions that are so segregated.
Yeah, and like at other conventions, like there's so many people that the big YouTubers will hide. and yeah. it's just so overwhelming. But this is like they're all
you can't hide. You can't really hide it. This
yeah,
one, so
yeah, you're just out and about talking, and it's fine.
Yeah, I mean, we had Shay Carl was there, I Justine, Olga Kay. There was some big names there, and it made it really fun that you know we were recognized a lot too. So yeah. that was kind of cool. So I gotta say, Chris Perillo knows how to put on an event. He just knows. He's excellent at it. For the first year, I have no complaints about it myself. I mean, I thought it was perfect.
From what you're describing, it seems like an awesome way to break out of the YouTube bubble that is sometimes created, is to really go out and if you're a fan, go check out the people and talk to the people who you've always wanted to meet. And if you're a creator, you are it's a way to bring yourself into a community that is kind of hard to, especially at the bigger conventions, hard to grasp and hard to manage.
Absolutely.
Sounds like.
Absolutely. So yeah, it was good stuff. So I think it's going to double next year for sure. So
cool.
Yeah.
Well, this week there's been some pretty crazy YouTube news. The Channel One Design went live. So
it sure did. And the funny part, Chad, is that although we've had months to be prepared, so many people were like, what the blank happened to my channel?
Yes.
They freaked out, and no matter how we prepped them. So, yeah, we now have the one channel. And, you know, YouTube's goal for this, again, is to have uniformity with the site. So no matter who's channel you go to, it looks like YouTube.
And across all different devices.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. So whether you're on a TV, mobile device, tablet, or just your computer, you have one banner that you put up and it looks good across all banners. And there'll be a link in the show notes if you don't know how to set up your banner. They give the dimensions. You have to kind of create a pretty big image.
Yeah, it's huge.
But you get to segment it for certain things. So for computer, it may be this size. The mobile, it'll shrink it down. You know, and they make it pretty easy for you. I found myself just paying someone to do it because I didn't have the patience to go through.
Yeah.
Go through it and do it myself.
Yeah, and then
I create horrible banners.
Yeah, and luckily they give you a few really nice default banners that you can use. And yeah. And it is true, if you don't have a photo editing program like Photoshop or I mean, you can. Luckily, there's open source ones like GIMP, but you can. Right. It is a little difficult, and that's why I think it took people a little bit off guard. One, lots of people aren't as connected, and maybe not signing into YouTube every single day like we are. Absolutely. And then you go to your account. I mean, I expect that this will happen over months and months and months. That lots of people will be signing in and looking at their channel and going, "Ah, no, YouTube changed it without telling me." It's like we've been telling you for a little while.
It's definitely a shock. I like that they spread it out. They started with their YouTube itself, right, and then they eventually got to the channel. So I think it would have been more of a shock if they had just done everything at once.
Right, right.
People would have just flipped their crap.
Right. It's a good way to mitigate the pain of transition. Exactly. Don't rip off the Band-Aid. Pull it off slowly, please.
Yeah. I would have liked to see that reaction, though. Like, no warning, just one day, this is the channel.
Yeah.
Yeah. It would have been a revolution.
Yeah, and it's good. I mean, it also follows a really great guideline of you have a beta, you have early adopters, which will switch their channel over, they'll experiment with it, they'll try out things that other people aren't going to try out, and then you have the people who are lagging behind, and now, you know, just today, you know, now it's time for the mainstream to adopt it.
Isn't that the same thing with tech, though? I know
absolutely.
The tech audience who are watching this agree with that. We're the early adopters. We go in and buy it early. We tell the manufacturer what sucks, what doesn't, and then they may fix it, and then the mainstream comes in.
Right.
That's just like Google Glass.
Right. Right. Absolutely. And I mean, YouTube is a tech company. They understand that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So what I wanted to let the audience know who's watching what they're trying to do is a reason it's called one channel. You know, there's so many people who have a variety of things that they do on their channels, and they really want, they're not saying don't make a second channel or third channel, but they really want you to focus on playlists. And I put a link to Mr. Guitar Man's in here because it's a really good example that he makes different kind of content. And first, while we're up there, he created a trailer right at the top. So it's someone is not subscribed to him. he says, hey, I'm Mr. Guitar Man. These are kind of videos I do. And it's kind of a way to get people to subscribe. So that's an option. I don't have one on mine. I'm still working on it. But yeah, but if you look at his playlist, you know, he has a top 10. And then, you know, whether he did, you know, motion. I am in a really small monitor. So I'm trying to see these playlists. Music with different objects. It's a nice way for people to say, hey, I don't like your Meridian series. But man, I love when you do, you know, the stop motion.
Right.
Or I love when you do that, and they can watch that. What I'm looking for YouTube to do is to be able to, where you could subscribe to playlists.
I cannot wait until that feature becomes available.
Like that exists.
It doesn't work. Yeah. It doesn't work. The option has popped up, but it doesn't work that way. But that would be option because, like, for me, I know my audience, some of them just like tech stuff.
Right.
And I do a variety of my channel with a mix of comedy, tech, advice. And if they just want to see that, it would be great if they just subscribe just for those videos.
I completely agree. I mean, if you look at my channel, too, I have vlogs, I have Minecraft Let's Plays, and then I have Feed the Beast Let's Plays. And I've been doing, you know, based off of your suggestion, make sure you put them in playlists. And there are people, I mean, I can just tell that the vlogs get more views than the Let's Plays. And I just wish that I didn't have to clutter up my viewers' inboxes with stuff they don't want. I wish that I really wish that there was a way to subscribe to playlists.
I think it'll come. Well, one tip I like to give, and we can like maybe look at Mr. Guitar Man's again. On the right side, you have an option, obviously, to put different channels in there. But if you look to the bottom right, what does his say? Recommended or popular channels on a
popular channels?
Okay, some of them say popular, some say recommended channels. Most say recommended channels. The key for that is you want to enable the ability for you to put recommended channels on yours. Because if you don't, you don't get recommended on other channels.
Right.
Ooh, true?
Yeah, it's absolutely true. Yeah, okay. they say it in there. So you want to have that box enabled. It is an option to turn it off.
And just to let people know, there are two different versions of channel suggestion. There's featured channels, which is what Mystery Guitar Man has added to his channel and in his about section.
Right.
And then there's these popular channels or suggested channels, which YouTube is basing off of how they algorithmically see his profile.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, so that's just the strongest key. Don't, you know, like, I don't want to have these channels that relate to me because they're my competition. Well, if you look at it from that point of view, then you won't be recommended and your channel just won't grow off discovery. So you really want to make sure you enable that.
I like that though. That, like, so it forces YouTubers not to be selfish.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause some would say, you know, this guy's my competition. I don't want this tech channel on here. And it's like, yeah, okay. Turn it off if you want to, you won't be growing on YouTube. So that's probably the most important tip I can give for that. So yeah, all in all, one channel could they improve stuff? Yes. But I think that what they're trying to do is increase the number of subscribers because views are so low that you almost have to double your subscribers to get the views that we were used to be getting.
Right.
So there's so many people on the site now that we just can't expect the same views. So we got to get people to subscribe. It's really important. And it's free unless you see a paid sign on there. So don't be scared. Don't feel like if I subscribe, I have to pay. No, you don't. Right. At least for us, we're not gonna.
If you would like to send me money, though, I will open my wallet for you.
We should have a donation, but I've been advocating for that.
Say donate to the charity of Lamar.
Now, your first link in the about section can say whatever you want it to, so it could be a donate button on your channel.
It could be. I haven't seen anybody do it yet, so I don't want to be the first when people call me an idiot or something.
Be a trailblazer, Lamar.
Not at all.
we don't want to blaze that trail.
No, but how? Go ahead. I'll let you do the segue.
Yeah, just how about we blaze a trail to some viral videos of the week? Me and you, man. Me and you. Same wavelength.
Before you play this one.
Okay.
I heard this the other day. I have never cried during a video, but I was crying laughing. This is
okay.
If you remember Taylor Swift. Oh,
I was freaked out because I was seeing the cat. I'm seeing the dog. And I'm thinking, crying? I don't want to cry.
No.
Okay, here we go.
Crying, laughing.
Cody.
So there's a dog and a cat.
Cody.
Apparently the dog's name is Cody.
Cody.
What? He's yelling like a human. He's mad. Why is he so...
It's so disturbing.
Cody, stop.
Cody, it'll be okay.
What's wrong, yeah. Cody? Where is... Is Jimmy in the well?
Does he have a return policy?
Okay, Cody. Oh, we're not saying your name anymore, Cody.
Cody, I know you're sad. It's just Chad and I. It'll be okay.
It's fine. Yeah. Cody, are you mad because you don't have any teeth?
Cody. They're egging the dog.
Okay, wow. Does that just go on and on?
Yeah, oh. Let's not continue that. But
that's freaky.
It is. I don't know which one is freakier to you, the goat and from the Taylor Swift thing, or this dog. I think the dog is.
I think the dog is like, you know, the goat. It's weird, but you know, I don't feel like that's unexpected. I'm like, oh yeah,
right.
Goats. Even though I don't spend time around goats.
I don't have any previous history with goats, so when they scream like humans, I guess all goats scream like humans. I had no idea. Now I know. Yeah.
But a dog that is not supposed to do that.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. And so that's disturbing. Yeah. They should definitely get a refund as quickly as possible.
That sounds gonna be in my nightmares.
Yeah. 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 Go back to the pound. I'm sorry. This dog screams like a human when you say the name Cody. You didn't tell me that when I got the dog. It's like, oh yeah, we've known about that for years. He's come back here 20 times so far. Sorry.
Yeah.
That's the Cody dog.
Or
his name
Cody.
Is Jeff. Yeah. Yeah, how funny would that be? Cool. Well, we got. Go ahead.
Yeah, this next one I thought was kind of a shock video. So in London, they have the Department of Transport, I believe is what it's called. They have a campaign against drunk drivers. And let's just say this one. It's a short video. This one is turning heads. We'll use that in quotes. Turning heads.
Okay. Like, as in the toilet heads?
Yeah.
Okay. 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 Okay.
As soon as the guy gets to the sink, no noise. Just listen.
What? Okay.
Yeah, I would have beat hands. Yeah, this is real. This is hidden.
Oh, yeah, that's...
First, there's filming in a bathroom. That is disgusting.
They're facing the toilets, are they?
No. And then second...
It's about, like, buckling up, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. What impact could a drink have on your night out?
It's like your head hitting, like, a windshield or something.
Yeah, I mean, and it has the image of a girl who's in there, like, her head went through your windshield. So it's kind of traumatic, you know. It's not funny, but it's, like...
Effective.
That is weird.
I would say it's effective. I would really
sends it home. Yeah,
I would be freaked out. Like,
I just don't want to be the person being filmed.
Yeah,
I would have screamed really.
But
loud.
But this is pure shock value. Not this doesn't get me thinking about drinking and driving.
Really?
No. I mean, to me, it's just gory and I mean, there's blood.
That's what's gonna happen if you crash while drinking.
Yeah.
It's
gonna be gorgeous. Now, if someone was outside the door and say, "So, how was that experience?" and I explain,
sure,
drinking and driving. Me as a person, I'd be like, "Wow, I would drive 20 miles an hour for the rest of my life, probably."
Sure. Now, and of course, it's also hampered by the fact that I've seen so many ads, like these viral video campaigns, that are all fake. And so, the other thing is, I don't think those were real reactions. I think that was all actors.
You think we're fake?
Yeah, I mean,
you probably can't film in a bathroom in London, but London has cameras everywhere, so I don't know.
You can't even visit a web page if you're in the UK without saying that it's going to put cookies on your computers. I don't think that they're privacy conscious
they
enough
have
to allow you to record in a bathroom.
Yeah, they have more privacy issues than we do.
Right.
So those are two videos for the week. Like I said, one really funny one.
I mean, I want to get Zach's opinion. Zach, do you think that was real or fake?
I think it's fake just because that is something like very traumatic to just happen when it's something so normal. Like, I feel like they'd be screaming, they'd like jump higher and further.
Yeah, I would pass out probably.
I'd probably throw up my arms and back out and be like and yell obscenity.
Yeah, like what if the person had a heart problem? My God, that would be really bad.
Those guys were all relatively calm, like they were surprised, but I'm like, that kind of a mirror breaking and there's like blood on it.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, so that's like,
yeah.
And it's probably harder to sell like a you know, more adverse reaction.
I think it gets the point across.
Yeah, I think the bros were too like cool. Like it needed to be shot in like, were people really gonna, you know, I don't know.
Yeah,
it seems like
too.
Yeah.
Bros aren't as tough as they make themselves out.
Right.
Except us YouTubers. Yeah. We're tough as nails.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
I see that glass breaking and I break it more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Flex and kiss muscles.
Absolutely. Yeah. Two trucks. Yeah. Cool. Well, that brings us. Go ahead.
Speaking of a tough bro who's going to give us a tip about YouTube, Zach is, he always undersells himself, but he's a really good vlogger. And he knows what he's talking about. He knows how to connect with the audience. And so I am forcing him impromptu to give a tip for the audience who may want to start on YouTube. A lot of the Twit audience, some of them really want to start and you know, that's why they watch the show. They, you know, they want more helpful tips. So we're going to start providing that on the show. So
I hear a lot of YouTubers give the advice that I think is really bad. They'll be like, if you want to start making videos, just emulate your favorite people. I think that's bad advice.
Why?
Because I could tell, like, if someone's emulating someone, like, oh, you like Weezy Wade, you like Shane Dawson, you like the Vlog Brothers, and it's just,
you can see it.
Yeah, like it's completely fine to, like, you know, draw inspiration from, but if you sound like someone, I think that's a problem. So I think just be you.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think that's great advice, because if you're trying to be someone else, they're gonna do it better. Because they are that other person. So you will always be second place to someone who is actually doing it based off of their natural personality.
No one can be better than me, so I'm going to kick me up to 11 on video.
Right.
And I guess my only retort for that, and this is just devil's advocate, because I agree 100%, is that when you're starting, I feel like you got to come from someplace. Like you have to have some kind of template. And then take off from there. So
I don't know. I feel like I had no idea what I was doing, and just by doing it, I figured out. I didn't like there was no.
So your friends didn't even influence you a little bit to like a certain model or standing in a certain way. Or
well, I didn't have friends when I started.
You still don't.
Something never changed.
Right.
But I felt like my friends at the time, like we vlogged, but that's like about when our similarities started and ended.
Okay. Gotcha.
It's just I think it's very important. The most important thing you could do on YouTube is find your voice, because that's when you can really take off. So finding that voice is very important. So just experiment.
Yeah.
Until you finally have a unique voice.
Yeah,
and hit your stride.
Yeah. Because anybody can talk about the news, but there's only going to be one Phil DeFranco. Right?
Yeah.
There's only going to be one Leo LaForte.
And you can, someone in chat says you can learn from, but just don't emulate.
Yeah. Like I said, you can draw inspiration from, like, I could be like, I want to cover more intellectual topics, like, say, the Vlog Brothers. And then that's, like, my inspiration. But the application of that is going to be unrecognizable from what they do.
Right, right.
So,
well, with that, I would like to thank a sponsor for this episode, Audible.com. Most of you know Audible. They are the leading provider of audiobook titles with over 100,000 audiobooks for you to enjoy. They do audiobooks, periodicals, fiction, nonfiction, all sorts of stuff can be found at Audible. And I have a really awesome promotion for you guys. If you want to test out Audible, you can head on over to audiblepodcast.com/TWIYT. That's This Week in YouTube, just the first letter off of all of those. And download a free audiobook of your choice. Right now, I am listening to, what am I listening to? I'm always listening to stuff on Audible. Right now, I just finished Inside Scientology, which is this crazy romp through what Scientology is, where sort of how L. Ron Hubbard started Scientology. That's just insane. But what I'm really enjoying is Predictably Irrational, which goes into a lot of the behind-the-scenes functions on the brain and why humans choose to do some things that they do. And it's written by brilliant guy, Dan Ariely. And it actually works really well for YouTube as well, because there's a lot of things that us humans do that we don't really think about? Like, why do we gravitate towards free? Or why do we volunteer our time for an organization, but then we expect money from work? And there's just a lot in Predictably Irrational that is so interesting, and especially applying it to my career and life in general is it's going to be invaluable moving forward. So I learn a lot. I entertain myself, especially when doing chores or driving. If I have a long drive, I always make sure that Audible is downloaded on my Android phone, works on the iPad. You can even bring it into iTunes or a desktop service like that. So if you would like to test out Audible, head on over to audiblepodcast.com/TWIYT and give it a try. You will get a free audiobook of your choice. You'll get a free credit to apply to any audiobook that you would like to. And that will be a 30-day free trial.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, I freaking love Audible. And we thank Audible so much for their support of This Week in YouTube.
And support us so I can feed my family.
Yes, yes.
So would you deny this face?
No.
I would, yeah.
Well, that face, I don't know.
But that's awesome. Thank you, Audible. That's really awesome. They're helping out the show, so that's great.
So, Zach, thank you so much for joining the show this week.
Thank you for having me.
What are you doing? Feel free to pimp anything, YouTube, Twitter. What have you been working on this past 5 years on YouTube? all of it. Make sure you explain all of it.
So what I do is I vlog. I'm very sarcastic and opinionated, but I tend to be opinionated about things that don't matter, but I take a very firm stance as if it's an important issue. I'll talk about the right way to eat string cheese, but I talk about it as if I'm discussing politics or something.
What is the right way to eat string cheese? Do you just chomp it right off the log, or do you just peel it off?
No, that's what I do.
That's gross. It's called string cheese. You peel it.
You need to string it along, yeah.
So, yeah, the chunks is gross. But, yeah, I talk it in a way with, attitude. And I guess the best way to describe me is, a jerk with a heart of gold.
Perfect.
That's perfect.
Yeah, it's he's abrasive, but there's more to him than that. He means well. He's endearing. He's affable.
Yeah. So subscribe.
And I make videos every Wednesday. It's youtube.com/thatzak, ZAK, because I made my account when I was 16 and I thought it was cooler to spell my name like that.
Oh, heck yeah. No, we all we all have those usernames.
Hello, welcome to the internet.
I'm playing you. Hey, welcome. Thanks. I'm glad I'm on the internet.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Well, that's great. Yeah, youtube.com/thatzak with a K. Lamar, what is going on with you this last week?
Well, it was, Vlogger is definitely taken. I've been out of town for a few days. Actually, going forward, I got the Apple event tomorrow, and I'm going to do a kind of an interesting video after that. You and I are going to be at E3.
E3, baby.
Yeah, which is awesome. We'll be doing something for Twit from there. And I may go the next 2 days to do some more coverage for my channel. So make sure you check that out. My goal is to get a video out every single day. Yeah, that's my travel video of me coming here to Seattle.
I like how you have the CES backpack on.
Yeah, isn't that great?
I noticed that one. Well, yeah, perfect.
Yeah, and so, I'm doing a variety of videos trying to appeal to the audience, and that's Tay Zonday driving me to the airport.
Oh, name dropper in your car.
So,
cool.
Yeah, cool. What are you doing this week?
I'm going to be joining you at E3, so make sure that you subscribe to Lamar to check out those videos on his channel. This last week, I'm very excited because I bought this baby. I bought a DSLR to actually record my videos in really good quality. So I recorded my first video with it, and it is now up on the channel live if you want to check that out. Looks really good. I'm kind of testing out to figure out what type of equipment that I really want to use moving forward, and then you can also check out all of Lamar and my coverage of E3 at twit.tv/specials, which will be going up on Wednesday this next week. So make sure that you check that out because it'll be me and Lamar at E3 in LA. Video games. Everyone loves video games.
I'm going to have so much fun.
Oh, okay, it's going
to
be great.
I might make my hair blue to contrast you, so just stay tuned.
Brilliant. Brilliant. Why didn't we do this before?
Oh, my God. This is a great show, man.
Thanks.
Thank you for stepping up to the plate. You did a great job hosting.
No problem. No problem.
Yeah.
So thank you guys for watching this episode of This Week in YouTube. You can always subscribe to the show at this YouTube.com/TWIYT.
Is this week YT?
This week YT. There you go. Yeah. Thanks for keeping me honest.
No problem.
You can also do the same thing at twit.tv/TWIYT. If you go to twit.tv, there's a nice big old subscribe button to audio, video, or the YouTube channel just right there. We keep it easy for you here. We record this show every week live. At the moment, we are at Sundays at 2 p.m. Pacific. That would be 5 p.m. Eastern, and you're going to have to figure out UTC all on your own because I can't do math that fast. Thank you so much for watching This Week in YouTube. We will see you in another episode.